למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך, איי איי איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקש טוב לך, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, שלום בך למען בית השם אלוקינו אבקש טוב לך למען בית השם אלוקינו אבקש טוב לך איי 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 למען בית השם אלוקינו אבקש טוב לך למען בית השם אלוקינו אבקש טוב לך.
כתוב מלוא כל הארץ כבודו. כמו כן כתוב בזוהר הקדוש,
It is written the whole earth is full of his glory. And it is also written in the Zohar, there is no place vacant of him. This means that there is no place of concealment or tzimtzum, restriction in the world. Yet we see that when a person comes to a descent, he is under the governance of concealment and tzimtzum and does not feel any spirituality. Just as before the world was created, the world, or lam, means helem, concealment and hiding. The creator still filled the whole of reality. Likewise, once the world was created, when the concealment and hiding were created, the Creator also fills the whole of reality, and there is no place vacant of the Creator. The concealment and hiding that a person feels in the work begins specifically when he wants to be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. As it is written, and to cleave unto him, which is the matter of equivalence of form. This means that as the Creator wants to delight his creations, man should try to make bringing contentment to the Creator his only concern in life. This is from Rabash. What does it mean that the judge must judge absolutely truthfully in the work? We're going to read it again. We should ask. It is written the whole earth is full of his glory. And it is also written in the Zohar, there is no place vacant of him. This means that there is no place of concealment or tzimtzum, restriction in the world. Yet we see that when a person comes to a descent, he is under the governance of concealment and tzimtzum and does not feel any spirituality. Just as before the world was created, olam, world, means he'elem, concealment and hiding. The Creator still feels the whole of reality. Likewise, once the world was created, when the concealment and hiding were created, the Creator also feels the whole of reality, and there were no place vacant of the Creator, but he was hidden from the created beings. The concealment and hiding that a person feels in the work begins specifically when he wants to be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. As it is written, and to cleave on to him, which is a matter of equivalence of form. This means that as the Creator wants to delight his creations, man should try to make bringing contentment to the Creator his only concern in life.
Shilat Sadna. Bo nachzik et kol ha-chaverim ba-olam.
Question. Let us hold all the friends in the world that are with us now and those that aren't above the disturbances to be adhered between us and to the Creator to give him contentment. Let's build an image of this complete reality. Again, Let's hold all the friends, those that are here and those that aren't, above all the disturbances in the complete reality where we adhere to the Creator to give Him contentment. Let's build a depiction of the complete reality. Go ahead, workshop.
In the complete reality, all the friends all over the world are adhered to one goal, which is Dvekut with the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. And there's a force between us that allows each of us to be above the reality of this world, of the experience of this world, and is constantly attached to the friends and to the Creator.
We're the friends all over the world, all these souls. We forget about ourselves and we're thinking of each other, wanting to unite, feeling that from that we have contentment to the Creator, making Him happy.
And that feeling awakened in each of us on top of the opposite feeling in our material, corporeal, imaginary life, which initially seemed very realistic to us, very real. But out of the gradual awakening that each friend received from inside or developed to a point where he saw that this whole reality, this whole false reality is truly so, and he received an opportunity for adhesion with the Creator through all the states that happened to him in life.
And what's nice is that the complete reality is always the same reality, that there is none else besides Him. The quality of bestowal governs reality. But on the way there, we start thinking for the friends, together with them, to pray for them upon these disturbances and those. And for us, we every time cling again to there is none else besides Him.
Right. In the complete reality, we're all living in one desire, the desire of there's none else besides Him, He is good and does good, and all of our, the rest of our desires work according to that higher desire.
We are in a feeling of connection with one another, and in that feeling of connection, we want to hold on to it, we want to build it, and by that, that we give contentment to the Creator. And we're bestowing not just upon us, but to the entire world.
Right, and it's enough to look around, to see all the friends around the world, and it's the closest moment when we're all in one place, one intention. So let's keep all the friends in the world, those who are here and those who are not, above the disturbances in the complete reality where we are adhered to the Creator in order to bring Him contentment.
If we will succeed in bringing the Creator to our lives, everything will be fine. As long as the Creator is not in our lives, nothing is fine. And we need to yearn for our connection to make this change.
When we reveal the whole shattering to the very last drop bit of it, and from this we have the prayer and the complete request for correction for the upper force in the work.
And that is this line of connection through which we feel the reality, which is in conflict to if I am detached from society. And to really breathe the group from within, this opens up a new quality, a new understanding of my life, which is the connection to the Creator.
we're always under the perception that there's none else besides Him, but it constantly changes, and as much as we can use the new reality that is revealed in order to bring Him contentment and attribute to Him once more with a connection between us and a request of Him to connect, then we open another part in reality. He opens for us another part in reality in order to adhere to Him more.
Because none else besides Him is really the solution that makes us deal with the disturbances, live above them, live in a mutual desire, in a perfect reality. That's the glue that fills up all these gaps and makes our connection as one.
We feel we are in a field that works on us, and we can use. One can help another if he sees that he is in a state of lowliness. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill. Abash, they helped everyone his friend. Again, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and every one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill. Rabash, they helped everyone his friend.